Welcome to Virginia Water Radio for the week of February 15th, 2010. I'm Alan Raflow, Research Associate at the Virginia Water Resources Research Center in Blacksburg. Our show presents news and notices that relate to Virginia's waters from the Cumberland Gap to the Atlantic Ocean. We start with some recent water news items. The fiscal year 2011 federal budget proposal submitted to Congress on February 1st by President Obama includes a $200 million decrease from about $3.5 billion to about $3.3 billion in the Clean Water and Drinking Water Revolving Funds. These funds provide money for states to make loans for wastewater treatment and drinking water systems. The 2011 proposed level is still considerably higher, however, than the 2009 budget level of $1.5 billion. According to a White House fact sheet, the 2011 proposal would provide about $61 million in these funds to Virginia. On February 9th, the Richmond Times-Dispatch reported that a spill of at least several hundred gallons of diesel fuel around February 2nd killed about 650 fish in a Henrico County stormwater management pond and a stream. A Virginia Department of Environmental Quality spokesperson characterized this kill as a fairly good-sized fish kill. The spill came from a fuel tank at the county's public safety building. On February 3rd, the Nature Conservancy announced that it has purchased and placed under a conservation easement 13,350 acres in the Dragon Run and Mattaponi River watersheds in Essex, King and Queen, and Middlesex counties. The conservation easement restricts development and other activities. This is the largest conservation easement transaction to date in Virginia. Dragon Run Watershed is a swampy, biologically rich area flowing into the Piankatank River, while the Mattaponi River joins the Pamunkey River at West Point to form the York River. The impacts of energy generation on water resources is a common theme for the Southern Environmental Law Center's inclusion of three Virginia locations on the center's annual list of the 10 most endangered environments in the U.S. South. Released on February 1st, the center's list includes the Chesapeake Bay, the Roanoke River Basin, and the Southern Appalachian Mountains. For these three areas, the threats asserted by the report include emissions from power plants or the potential impacts of mining for energy resources. The Southern Environmental Law Center is headquartered in Charlottesville. And in our last news item this week, on January 26th, the Virginia Marine Resources Commission approved a proposal to place in the James River Virginia's first artificial reef for Atlantic sturgeon. According to the January 27th Virginian Pilot, the 300-foot by 70-foot rock structure is to be placed in February prior to the fish's spring spawning season in the James in Chesterfield County. A $50,000 federal grant is funding the project. The Atlantic sturgeon once was common in Virginia waters, but its numbers have decreased because of water pollution, dams, ship strikes, and other causes. In September 2009, the Natural Resources Defense Council filed a petition with the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service seeking to have the species placed on the federal endangered species list. Now it's time for our Water Sounds and Music segment. First, a correction from last week. I incorrectly gave the title of the song as Cyclone of Rye County. But Cyclone of Rye Cove is the correct name of the 1929 song by A.P. Carter about that weather tragedy in Scott County, Virginia. This week, we feature another mystery water-related sound. Listen for about 15 seconds and see if you can identify the sound. And here's a hint. It's not a duck. If you guessed the call of a wood frog, you're right. Wood frogs gather near small ponds or pools to breed for only a short time in early spring, so you have to be in the right place at the right time to hear their mating call. Thanks to the Virginia Department of Game and Inland Fisheries for permission to use this recording from the 2008 CD, The Calls of Virginia Frogs and Toads, recorded by Lang Elliott of Nature Sound Studio. Now we look ahead to some upcoming water meetings and other events. First, in government policy and regulatory meetings. On February 19th in Big Stone Gap, the Department of Mines, Minerals, and Energy will hold a public comment meeting on the fiscal year 2010 Abandoned Mine Land Consolidated Grant Application. For more information, contact Roger Williams at 276-523-8208. The Virginia Marine Resources Commission meets February 23rd in Newport News. For more information, phone 757-247-2200. Next are three upcoming meetings about total maximum daily loads, or TMDLs, for impaired waters. February 22nd in Virginia Beach on the TMDL for Albemarle Canal, North Landing River, West Neck Creek, and several other waterways located in Chesapeake and Virginia Beach. February 23rd in the town of Accomack on the TMDL for Pettit Branch, located in Accomack County. And also on February 23rd in Chesapeake on the TMDL for the Elizabeth River and several tributaries, located in four Hampton Roads cities. For more information about these three TMDL meetings, phone Jennifer Howell at 757-518-2111. And in upcoming educational events, the Virginia Water Center's Water Seminar Series continues on February 19th, 9:30 to 10:30 a.m. in Fralin Auditorium at Virginia Tech, when Dr. Mauricio Herrera of the University of Costa Rica will present Water Management Schemes in Rural Costa Rica, an Interdisciplinary Approach and Perspectives for the Future. For more information about this talk or others in the series, phone Patrick Fay at 540-231-5624. And on March 5th and 6th in Norfolk, Old Dominion University and the Virginia Institute of Marine Science will hold the Virginia Regional Competition of the National Ocean Sciences Bowl, known as the Blue Crab Bowl. 16 high school teams will compete to answer ocean science questions. For more information, phone 804-684-7735. And that's it for this week's edition. Virginia Water Radio is a product of the Virginia Water Resources Research Center, which is solely responsible for the show's content. We invite you to visit the Water Center online at www.vwrrc.vt.edu. Technical assistance has been provided by Patrick Fay and by Innovation Space at Virginia Tech. Editorial assistance by Danielle Guerin. If you need more information about anything mentioned this week, call us at 540-231-5463. For Virginia Water Radio, this is Alan Raflow, thanking you for listening and wishing you health, wisdom, and good water.